The beef industry seems to be facing an endless line of questions and claims about its sustainability and environmental credentials. Cow burps and farts are now viewed by many as a genuine threat to the climate. But is Australia's grass-fed beef industry selling itself short? The World Wildlife Fund thinks yes, as Dan Fitzgerald reports.
Yeah, I think it's a common misconception that the beef industry is thought of as unsustainable.
That's Ian McConnell. He's a fifth-generation beef producer, and he also works for the World Wildlife Fund. He's been looking at the environmental credentials of the cattle industry in Australia's northern rangelands and believes it has a good story to tell.
There's a whole range of environmental credentials that need to be measured and validated that are an opportunity for northern cattlemen. It's really great intact natural savanna. It should be a place where the global market is coming to find beef that is verified deforestation-free. It is an opportunity. It's one of the few natural ecosystems in the world that's steady state for soil carbon. The land management here has meant we're not emitting carbon from the soils at a great rate that's measured steady. And the ecosystem services, the wildlife that exists in those systems, still exist with cattle and food production happening in those systems. So there's a whole lot of claims, but we need to be able to validate and verify that so that when the claims are made, that you can stand beside them and know that they're absolutely bulletproof.
Mr. McConnell says Australia's beef industry has done some good work to promote its sustainability achievements and goals, but there's more work to be done.
I think the carbon neutral ambition of the Australian beef industry is a game changer globally. It's something that if they achieve, it does address one of the major challenges of the Australian beef industry, of the beef industry anywhere in the world. In terms of changing the opinions, we're still at the fact still at the position of trying to find the data. You know, groups like the Australian Beef Sustainability Framework, which is managed by MLA, is doing a great job of trying to compile the data around what is the true data set that the Australian industry can use around our environmental performance so that we can communicate not only the data to industry, to consumers, but also think about how do we actually start to move these needles in the right direction and set goals for where we want these data sets to actually be.
You've spoken about cattle producers needing to take ownership of the bad. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think in every industry, you have performers that are performing below an agreed threshold. The challenge is, what do you do about it? What do you do, how does an industry set in place, whether it be in some other industries, codes of practice or best practice guidelines that say, below that line, we can't defend you or represent you to the community. You're not part of the same industry, you're not producing the same product with the same values that our industry espouses to. That's really important that we do that, because the biggest risk to the industry, whether it be on animal welfare or environmental grounds, will be those that are actually performing at the bottom. It's when they're showcased and you can't prove that they're an outlier that it becomes pasted across the entire industry. And right now we don't have the data or the ability to say that is an outlier. This is what the whole of industry actually looks like.
While the World Wildlife Fund might not seem like a likely ally for Australia's cattle industry, Mr. McConnell says there's a lot of common goals between the two going forward.
Our job is to raise awareness of the problems so that solutions can be found. But the way we work, especially in the beef industry, is to work through collaborative efforts. So the Global Roundtable of Sustainable Beef and the 12 national roundtables that sit under that around the world are places where we're able to engage with industry and producers and say, these are the environmental outcomes we want to see. How do we do it? And we rely on farmers and industry groups to tell us, this is how we get there. How do we value it when we get there? How do we create that change at scale so that it's a win-win for farming and the environment? And those discussions have led to some great outcomes. You can buy verified beef in Canada. In Brazil, groups like Embrapa through the roundtable have now got a certified carbon neutral beef product on the shelves. So there's some great outcomes around the world. And I think that style of collaboration has meant that there's a lot of trust and validity around the claims coming out of those systems. But it's also a really unique place to have some really tough discussions and actually find common solutions.
That's Ian McConnell, global commodity leader, beef for World Wildlife Fund, ending that report by Dan Fitzgerald.